Everybody, you are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in this delightful Westtown apartment with me is Esmeralda Leone.
Hello.
Do I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, you actually pronounce it the right way.
What do you usually get?
I just say Leon.
Why do you say
Leon?
Because
I'm lazy. I don't care.
Leon, what's your background? You've been on the show before.
I have.
This
episode...
is one of them.
Something.
It was early on, like not episode 10 or something.
It was very early on.
Anyways, this is, in theory, going to be a regular thing with Merle and I. Her name is Merle to me. Anyone that knows you long enough, it just becomes Merle.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
No, it's totally fine.
All right, good. Anyways, we're doing this because I want to do a better show, and Merle worked in radio. And
I'm the only person that's better. That makes me laugh.
No.
I'm your authority on better.
It's not just about authority. You're a pleasant voice. You sound like you should be behind a microphone.
Thank you. That's
and
what
I
I'm
don't.
Hoping.
Merle and I had shared an office for a little bit at a college radio station.
We did.
And so I know that we can work together, in theory.
Yes.
And when I say work together, we usually just went to McDonald's. Remember that time we both had $5 gift certificates to McDonald's?
And we ordered everything from the dollar menu.
We ordered like 5 cents.
We went to town on McDonald's.
And we brought him back to the office, which was across the street, and we ate in silence for like 20 minutes. Just like consistently filling up mouths.
See, but we knew. My mom always says you should just eat and be quiet.
That is very true.
Just eat and be quiet.
That is, I'm Italian. You're not Italian, and it's not eat and be quiet. It's
practically
eat and consistently scream at people. Between bites, that's what we do. I just came from my mother's house today, so I was talked to throughout the duration of the meal.
Oh, no, I get that.
Okay.
I get that.
Anyway,
usually it's the eat and be quiet. Just eat and be quiet.
Do you like that?
No, I think it's more of if you're saying something that's wildly inappropriate, that's what my mother will tell you.
Eat and be quiet?
Eat and be quiet.
Does your mother have like a no politics or religion thing at the table?
No, but if she doesn't like what's happening, she'll
eat and be quiet.
She'll tell you to eat and be quiet.
Really?
She will tell you to stop talking about something. She's very... I think your mom is like my mom, except your mom is much louder than my mom.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't think these are good things.
Mom is much quieter in her things. It's, you know what? She has these comebacks that she'll...
My mom has no comebacks.
See,
it's
my
just,
mom will do that. Backhanded compliments and all that.
There's
kind of
nothing back... You know exactly where you stand with my mother. Anyways, what we're doing here is a new type of show for the podcast. It's similar to what Carolla does with his day and date show. It's similar to just regular talk shows, where the main You, Me, Them, Everybody is sort of like Fresh Air, where I interview people. This will be Merle and I talking about like news stories and et cetera,
yes.
And happenings.
Potpourri.
It's a potpourri of ideas. That's a good word. I haven't used that word on the show yet. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, that was my coffee mug. See, and also, this is a difference because usually we drink alcohol on this show. We're drinking coffee.
We're intellectuals.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We drink coffee.
Oh. Anyways, the main reason why we're doing this now, I got to stop saying it's an awful verbal
filler.
It
is an awful.
I noticed that when we did the live podcast and I was editing it, a lot of fucks and a lot of ums. I got to get rid of those. That's your job, too, is to make me better.
Great. I use those too. Everyone's human. What are you going to do?
Making me feel better already. Oh. We're doing this because you are recently unemployed.
Yes.
For no fault of your own.
Nope. I have been laid off.
You have been laid off from a very well-known radio show in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, no fault of your own. The entire staff has been laid off. Mm-hmm. So now you do not have to wake up at 3 a.m. because you run a morning show. 4 a.m. Sorry.
I get to sleep in till 4.
You no longer have to work... At 4 a.m.
I don't have to work at all.
I don't have to work at all. That's why we're recording this at 11 p.m. on a Sunday evening. So, do you miss your job?
Yes and no, because it's weird to not have a job.
But I'm
enjoying the freedom.
What do you, now that you have this newfound freedom, what do you want to do with it?
I actually want to travel.
Really? Where
yes.
do you want to go?
Well, yesterday in my pseudo-drunken stupor, I started yelling out. Well, actually, I've been doing this just... randomly walking and yelling things out because they come to me.
Well,
but
yeah.
I've been wanting... I want to go to Japan.
You've never been to Japan?
No.
Well, aren't you part Japanese?
No, Chinese.
You're Chinese. I'm sorry. See, that's...
Did you hear that?
That's a pro. Turned her head away from the microphone. I'm not a pro. I didn't fill that time. I just watched you do that and then commented on it. See, I got to get better at this.
There's no cough button here.
No, there really isn't.
I have no button to...
We don't have the 360. For those of you that don't know, the 360 machine is one of many machines that you could use in radio when you hear gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear wah, wah, that's the 360.
Crazy baby noises.
Exactly. We need one. We don't need one of those, actually.
No.
Why do you want to go to Japan?
I know someone there.
Okay, that's a help.
A few of my friends know that same guy. And I don't want to go by myself. I was actually talking about this yesterday. I don't want to go by myself because the guy that's there, his name is Satoshi. I think he's going to punch me in the face.
Why is Satoshi going to punch you in the
face?
Time.
Because I told his secret.
What's his... You can't... Okay, wait.
No, I know, but it's like a really silly secret.
What's his secret?
Because he's from Japan, so he has this like... You know, he's Japanese. He has this,
I get that.
I'm very...
Reserved?
Yes. So his secret was that he had kissed one of our friends. Ooh. Who was a girl. And it wasn't even like...
And Satoshi's a male.
Yes. Okay. And I think it was just like a peck kiss. But he had confided in me.
He has brought shame to his family.
He confided in me. And then I went and told everyone 5 minutes later.
And
it got back to
when
him.
When you were told this, were you drinking?
I think so.
Had Satoshi been around you while you were drinking?
I think so.
So he should have known.
He should have. But
this
again,
is not
he's
going
Japanese.
In the
he's very naive. For
did
being
you just
Japanese.
I like that you maybe just insulted an entire culture. Because
well,
they're
he
naive.
He himself, he was.
How old is Satoshi?
I don't know.
When did this happen?
20-something. About 2 years ago, maybe?
So he was, what, 23, 24, 25?
I want to say he was at least 25.
He's 25,
I
and
think.
He goes, I picked a girl. Like, on the mouth.
But he was Japanese. He comes from that kind of reserved culture,
do you
think.
Do
I
you
believe.
Think that's absurd?
Yes and no. I mean, I understand he comes from somewhere else. I'm not like, I'm crazy American.
Speaking of, we're going to get to, we actually did research. We have crazy American stories for this show.
I'm crazy American. I tell everybody the truth and la la la. Like, he's not like, you know, just I don't have that belief.
So the people that don't know you, what's your background here? You're the furthest thing from a crazy American. What are your three nationalities again?
Chinese. Mexican and Guatemalan.
Yeah, you're super American. Let's go to Walmart.
Well,
no,
I'm actually Chinese, Mexican, Guatemalan, American. Because I was born here.
Whatever. No, you're equally hated. And
that is true.
So, no.
Although people usually think I'm Indian.
There you go. See? So if I go to Walmart, I think that your people made all the items in there.
Yes.
Not you're shopping there.
Yeah.
Okay, back to your racism.
Well, anyway, so, yeah, so, and I heard that it got back to him that I had told everyone, and he got really angry and, like, violent angry.
Okay,
or,
so...
Or, like, I was told that he kind of wants to punch
he
me.
He literally wants to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Not figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the irony in having so much respect and being reserved to not tell a secret, but more than willing to just punch a woman?
I know, but he's not. I doubt he would do it. But I wouldn't want to be around him with that anger.
But so this is not a made-up fear. Like, this might happen.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm assuming he's the kind of person who takes all of his anger and then shoves it down deep.
And then one day he takes
a
katana knife to his wife.
And who knows that one day when that anger comes out, it might be the day I visit.
That is absurd.
I haven't seen him in a long time, so who knows? It might just be like a volcano.
That is absurd. Punch that man in the face first and then go America.
Well,
really? If he didn't want anyone to know, why did he tell you?
I don't know. I keep asking myself the same thing.
I have stopped asking myself. We've gone on for this for 3 minutes. I'm done already. Okay. Besides Japan, where do you want to go?
Argentina.
Why Argentina?
Because they have beef.
For those of you that
I
don't know,
beef.
Esmeralda and I like foods.
Oh yes.
A lot. We're food eating buddies because her boyfriend and my girlfriend. It's weird to eat like we eat in front of our significant others. It just is. I don't want them to think ill will of me.
Exactly. Although, I don't know.
After
I
this
mean,
amount
we've,
of...
We've, you live with them. I practically live mine.
Yeah, it's still different. It's still... It's more of a buffet thing. We can go to a restaurant just fine.
It's like the secret shame.
Yeah, except it's not secret at all because we talk about it willingly.
We do, but we can't do it in front of our significant others. That's odd shame that...
Anyways, in future shows, we will be talking about food we've consumed, which is probably the least, not good, but the least appropriate thing someone is expecting from a podcast.
What, talking about food?
Talking about local specific restaurants and stuff.
Well, what if someone
I'm not a cook. I have no desire to be a cook.
But this is the best thing, then.
Going to restaurants?
Yeah, and eating.
Of course.
But just someone listening about it, because it's the, I would say, the best way to get a good idea of that restaurant.
That's fair. Because
it's not some hoity-toity critic talking about
it. We ain't no hoity-toity critics.
Exactly.
And I use the word ain't. You wanted to go to Argentina and Japan. Where else?
I would like to go back to London.
You were just in London. I love London. Why do you want to go back to London?
I was only there for 3 days.
Same here, actually.
And it was, like, I would like to explore it more. Drink some beers.
Yeah.
Eat more of that clotted cream.
What, clotted cream?
That's really why I want to go back.
You're the one person that brought food from London back. Like, I gotta
get
their food.
No, I didn't. Well, I brought back the idea.
Yeah, that's rare.
And I want to find it here, but you can't.
There's a reason.
Because they make it with unpasteurized milk.
And that's illegal here?
It's hard to find.
Have you tried, like, Whole Foods or anything like that?
No, you can't. You can get it. Like, there's... You can order it online.
Yeah.
But I think it's been pasteurized or something's been done to it where it's okay. But it's not the same.
Okay.
But it's heaven. It's like this butter... cream.
What do you use it for?
Mixture. You put it on scones.
Oh, okay.
Bread.
Okay.
Muffins.
So it's like a spread.
Yes. It's like whipping cream. Like whipped cream, but a little thicker than
Isn't
that.
Isn't whipped cream usually used in recipes, not on its own?
Yeah. But this is much thicker. It's like sour cream, actually.
Okay.
The consistency of sour cream, and the good stuff actually has bits of yellow in it.
And that is what?
I think it's almost butter.
Jesus. Because
this stuff is almost like butter.
So this is like straight up clogging arteries.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Nice, nice.
It's amazing.
All right, let's get away from food for a few minutes here. You don't have the job anymore. And
I
besides
don't.
Travel, what are you going to do? What is your day-to-day like now?
I wake up at 11.
That's still not that bad.
That isn't.
No.
That isn't bad. I'm proud of myself.
Good for you.
I've actually been, you know, I've been a bit insomniac.
Really?
Insomniac.
That's a good show. I used to enjoy that Dave Attell show.
Oh, that was a good.
Quite
I liked it too.
He's a funny man.
It was. Did you see the Chicago one though?
Yeah, but
that one was such a cop out.
Yeah, it's not really his
so
fault.
Because
you got to remember, it's planned before he gets here, obviously, and he was probably at Zany's, so they're probably limiting to him to the north side, no further north than say Irving, and no further south than the Loop.
I guess.
All I know is he ended up at Wiener Circle.
Yeah, but he just went to Rush Street most of like the bars.
It makes sense. It's an insomniac show. You're going to get the drunkest people most willing to sign a release. We drink at the Hungry Brain. No one's going to sign a release at the Hungry Brain.
Really?
No. It's too dark to film in. B, there's nothing
exciting.
They have
big lights.
There's nothing exciting there. It's normal people talking about normal things. I don't think any... Whoa, you hit a mic. Good job, pro. No one's trying to fuck at the Hungry Brain. The majority of people aren't trying. I'm serious. You for something like Insomniac, you need a show. You need a bar where awful things happen consistently.
That's true, I guess.
Like there's consistent amount of people going to the bathroom to do blow, like on the hour. Like you just know at the top, the twos and the tens, cocaine.
There's someone's a bell that goes off.
Exactly. Someone's gonna get head in the bathroom. Man or woman? Is it a man or a woman giving it? You never know. That's on Rush Street. That's not gonna happen at normal bars, or I like to call normal bars.
They should have done an Insomniac Part 2.
It's just normal places that you drink
yes.
at. Let's go to Delilah's
the
Hungry Brain and
the
Roses.
Deleted scenes.
The most boring Insomniac. It's just David Tell having polite conversation.
Yeah.
Speaking of polite conversation, that's an awful segue. You went to the Vice party last night.
I did.
How was that?
A bunch of dirty hipsters.
Was it really? Was it stereotypical
yes.
or no?
It was very stereotypical. I was waiting for a drink, and the people behind me were talking about how to tie a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just discussing two strangers amongst themselves. And they said that in order to be a man, a true man, you have to drink... Learn to drink dark liquors
mm-hmm.
and how to tie a bow tie. And it was like a certain bow tie.
How old were these people?
Oh, probably 22 to 26, maybe.
Knowing you, did you turn around and cackle in their face?
No. No.
What happened?
I was trying to get a drink.
was it a tequila event, right?
Yes.
How was the tequila?
It was all right.
You don't
I drink
drink tequila,
it.
Do you?
No, I don't drink it in drinks.
What
I
did you drink last
shots
night?
Of it. I had a margarita.
How was it? Strong?
It was
weak?
Right. It was actually strong. I commend them for that.
It's kind of hard to make a weak margarita if you're making that many.
But it was, well, I guess you're right. And they were doing, oddly enough, tequila and squirt.
How was that?
It's not.
Just, I'm guessing
it just
all
tastes
the drinks
like tequila.
Were sugar-based.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad you win?
Because I got free tequila, yes.
If there wasn't free tequila.
Oh, and they also had some good music.
Who?
I don't know.
Like,
who
the DJ was good
there.
Or was
yeah.
it a band?
No, it was a DJ.
And they were good.
He was good.
What kind of music?
Dude. Early 90s dance
so
music.
So they just put on jock jams and you drank tequila and squirt.
Yeah.
So you had like a 15-year-old night.
I did. I actually commented that it was my sock hops. I was at a sock hop, but with booze.
Oh, I was going to say. And you also were at a Christmas party this week, and that's why
yes.
you have henna, because the holidays brings out henna.
It brings out Mediterranean-themed restaurants.
Where did you
that's
go?
That's where we go. Tizzy Malul.
Where's that?
It's a Grand and Wells.
Okay.
It's high-end Mediterranean food.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
And you
good.
Got a stupid henna. It's
I
stupid.
Got henna?
Can we agree that it's dumb? Come on, that's dumb.
Oh, I like it. It looked better in the when it was
it
darker.
I mean, like, the quality is there.
I mean, it did come out of a puffy paint jar.
It's completely retarded.
Don't mock their art.
It's not. It's crap. It's total crap.
All right.
This
is actually almost the equivalent of getting braids in Jamaica.
Okay, that again, just a dumb waste of time. It's fun.
It is.
But come
it was
on.
Free.
Okay, would you have paid for it?
I would not have
okay.
paid
and
for it.
Okay, and you also got a tarot card reading?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was interesting because, you know, lost the job and all. And I asked her about that. That was my one question. And the card that popped out made no sense.
What was it?
It was the sun.
No. New day.
Hmm?
Sun, new day.
Well, she didn't say that.
Well, they're making shit up. It doesn't matter. Do you believe in any of that stuff?
Not really.
Wait. That pause made me think you kind of do, which makes me lose a lot of respect for you.
Oh, sorry.
No, I do and I don't. Sunny. You do. Explain.
I find it. I'm skeptical, and I'll go in. I won't believe everything, but I'm sure there's something to it.
Would you ever pay? That's the question.
No. That's why I've never been. I'd love to go.
Why?
Because it sounds fun.
But is it? You've done it now.
I'm weird. I like going to the doctor.
Oh, the doctor's the best. Because
like
the doctor
going to the
uses
doctor
drugs.
Not even for that. I just like the alcohol smell in the air.
I
that
kinda,
sterile alcohol
Did you
smell.
Like pumping gas when you first got a car? Because the gas
no,
smell?
I
like
I
that.
Hate that smell.
I like that smell.
No. I like smelling rubbing alcohol, though.
I'm on the fence about the rubbing alcohol. I enjoy the
almost,
gas smell.
It's a little... Both of these smells are... They're huffing
oh, yeah.
substances.
Yeah,
so.
And I've never huffed, have
Neither
you?
Have I.
See, that's the thing. Maybe that's why I enjoy it so much. It's new to me every time.
Casual.
And also, I don't have a car.
We're casual huffers.
Yeah, so like if I'm at a gas station once a month, it's a treat.
All right.
That's a new car smell, but like...
Great.
More consistent. You seem disgusted at me.
It's gross. I'm sorry, gasoline smells disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's... I don't know why.
That's your thing, man.
Whatever.
Go for it.
All right, let's do a news story, something we've never done on this show before.
We haven't done a lot of things on this show.
Yeah.
Because it's a new
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, the show in general.
All right.
After 60-odd episodes or so. We've never done a news story. So, you want to do this? You're doing this.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're figuring out the format
it,
here.
So.
You found that here. We got the newspaper, literal newspapers, old-timey news.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What is that? Oh, that ABC World News?
It's
the World News Polka. Yeah.
They just... just Morse code?
Yeah.
Generic news.
It's generic Morse code, but they use it on ABC's World News Now.
Really?
Or World News... The 3 a.m. news.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I used to watch it because Anderson Cooper was on it.
Really? That was
mm-hmm.
him before CNN?
Yeah.
And you still remembered that?
Yeah.
Do you only love gay men?
No, he is a silver fox.
Yes, but he's gay.
Well... You know, I can't get
no.
Past that.
He's a good looking man. He's ripped too. Did you ever see when he hosts Regis and Kelly when he fills in for Regis?
Yes, and he always just yells the truth out. And
he gets so fed up within the first 10 minutes. That's good. And every single time he's on, they like pull up like a Star or Us Weekly photo of him at the gym.
Oh, nice.
And then all the ladies go ooh, and he's like, "I love cock," and it's really awkward. Go ahead. Let's do this.
All right. So it's, let's see. This is Neil Steinberg. And someone wrote to him, should I just read the story? Or
just read the letter to Neil. How
okay.
about that?
All right. Neil, I was in Costco in Niles yesterday around 5 p.m. The store was packed. I was going in to buy cat food. The pet food section is on the far wall at the corner. As I approached the cat food, I saw three women in full-on burkas, completely cloaked except for their eyes. They were kneeling and praying to Mecca in a Costco in the USA. I gotta tell you, I was totally freaked out and totally enraged. At that moment, I wanted to attack them physically. Really, I couldn't believe it, and I thought it was totally wrong. If you have to pray to Mecca, don't go to Costco. I got my cat food and walked past them, and I just said loudly, "This is the United States of America!" What could I have done? I wanted to complain to the management, but by the time I got through the line to pay, I just wanted to get the hell out of the store. That experience totally made me sympathize with the woman who pulled the headscarf off the Muslim woman on the South Side. I am not a religious person at all, but I was enraged. What is going on? What do you think about that? I had a cell phone with a camera, and I wanted to film them, but I couldn't. Thanks.
Okay.
And then she used her full name, which I was...
Let's say it.
Well, no, it doesn't say. He didn't put it.
Wait,
people usually write, you know, frustrated in Kansas?
Yeah, that's true.
He decided to put her name. It doesn't say it, but...
Okay, well...
He's being nice about it.
Okay, here's the thing. Neil says, obviously, like, you're being racist, you're being dumb.
Yeah.
And the photo they put is the minaret of a mosque in Zurich is one of only four in Switzerland. The Swiss have banned construction of any more.
I don't think that's part of
that. No, that is part of the same story.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah. There's this big part up here.
No, but that's what the photo is. It's an entire page.
Oh, I see.
There was a Daily Show piece about that last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
About the fear. Anyways.
The fear?
Yeah, just the general fear.
It just sounds like a big chemical
the fear.
Shadow coming at you.
The fear.
The fear is coming.
And obviously, Neil's like, yeah, don't be racist and everything. But I wanted to do this story for a few reasons. What did you want to do it?
I just thought that was insane.
I can't
believe people actually. She was writing to him as if he was going to be like, well, good for you. Good job. And I'm glad he didn't. He pretty much denounces her in his little article, his bit.
Of course. And that's fine. But you liked your favorite part, you told me, was her buying cat food still?
No, I like that they were kneeling in the cat food section.
Yeah.
Because Costco is a huge place.
Costco is a huge
place.
There's
a lot of places you could kneel.
You know what? Why not? They sell rugs there.
Why? They should have gone over there?
Go to the exercise mats. Like, if you're going to be on your knees, you might have
that is true.
They have hockey gear. They have football gear. Put some knee pads on. Do it on skateboards and then just have like...
Skateboard through the Costco.
Exactly. Have a non-believer just pull them through and just freak the fuck out of people. That would be nice to see. My biggest problem with this entire issue is that in her letter she put, "I gotta tell you."
At least she was writing how she was feeling.
Okay, we have to stop writing how we feel for two reasons. One, that's the point of the letter, is telling someone. That's the whole point. I gotta tell you, we're talking, it's a segue.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Number two, gotta isn't a fucking word.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not. It's not a word. I have to, not gotta. Come on, dumbass racist. If you're gonna be racist, at least be eloquent. That's all.
That is true.
That's a big to-do.
That is true, because then... You know, whatever your idea is, at least people will be like, well, at least you said it.
Exactly.
In an eloquent way.
And if I'm going to, and I want to talk, I want to be a superior racist. What happened to superior racists?
Since when has there been those?
I don't know, but it just seems like if you're going to believe
usually
it,
they're pretty
it's the
dumb.
Lowest common denominator. This lady's an awful writer, therefore she's an idiot, at least in my book. And I have many books about racism. I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about. So I
don't write a lot. There you go.
I choose not. I just stay away from that.
Why not be eloquent? Spell check that shit. One fucking spell check takes out gotta instantly. Already have a better letter. That's all. Now you're just staring at me like...
I think you're the grammar Nazi.
I think... There you go. See, that's a positive Nazi. I want to improve things. Grammatically.
You should embrace Nazi now.
I really, really shouldn't.
Yeah,
I have too much hatred to be negative. That sounds really weird. Another thing about this story that I like is, like everything else, Mr. Rogers, man. Mr. Rogers would be so great for both of these women, or for the people praying and for the woman. The hatred woman, obviously, Mr. Rogers would be like, hey, man, accept. And now let's go learn about crayons. Positive, right?
I think he would do a segment on... the burkas and all that.
On the burkas. Here's the thing. He would try on a burka himself. And we could learn about cultures.
Does that even work?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be kind of a what do you call it?
It's gender
disrespectful
reversal?
To them?
Well, we'll find something that Mr. Rogers could do that's not disrespectful, number one. Because there's got to be something. He could learn
sure
about
he
cultures.
I'm sure
you
would just talk to people with the burkas on.
I'm just saying. And then if everyone was like Mr. Rogers, we wouldn't have to wear burkas. How about that?
All right.
There'd be no more religion. Just be Mr. Rogers hanging out, being cool.
It sounds like a cult.
Wouldn't it be a great cult, though?
Oh, it would be.
I've gone off the rails with this.
You'd all wear cardigans, sneakers,
I've gone way too... I am wearing a cardigan
ties,
right now.
Have puppets in a train hole next to our home.
Okay, that sounds weird.
Well, the
That was in
the
his
tunnel.
Home.
Sorry, the tunnel. They went to the magical land.
I know, but that was in his home.
I know, it was like next door.
But that's just freaking me out right now.
Everyone would have one. It's part of the cult.
So this cult would be good because a lot of people would get construction jobs and puppeteer jobs. The entertainment industry would just double instantly. And you can't even outsource that. You can't outsource all puppets to one area. If the entire world is doing that, that's a local economy everywhere. That's
puppets,
a win-win.
Puppeteering.
A puppeteer. You can't outsource puppeteering.
It's going to be the new American job.
Puppeteering. Well, you know what the number one show on Comedy Central is? Is that Jeff Dunham show.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, that show is terrible.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of it?
I've seen clips. I saw his Comedy Central Presents like a few years ago.
You know what? I used to like him.
Really?
Because you know what? He didn't have the terrorist mummy back in the day.
It's a mummy now?
I think it's like a skeleton. Oh, Jesus. It's a terrorist skeleton.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Did you see him on 30 Rock?
Yes.
That was good.
That was good.
Delightful.
He was making fun of himself.
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit.
Kind of, a little bit. Anyways, next time for the news stories, I think we needed a better news story. I apologize
yeah.
on that one.
That really wasn't a news story.
Not really.
The thing.
It was just an opinion piece of a woman being
it was.
Mean.
And then we just kind of went off the rails.
All right. We did go off the rails, and I apologize for that.
The first show, kids.
First show we're learning. The second thing, we have an agenda list. So this is like the three things we were like, we'll talk about these, and it'll be different. Straight No Chaser.
Mm-hmm.
You please describe Straight No Chaser.
They're an a cappella group with
not just any a cappella group.
Well, what do you? Oh, because of the reporter guy.
Because of the reporter guy, and also, do you know? I know how they started. Actually,
I know they started in college.
Started in college in 90. They were active like 97 to 2000, something like that. And then they have a video from 98. 10 years later, that video was posted to YouTube. It got 10 million hits. That's how they got signed to Atlantic Records and reunited.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But could you describe what kind of music a cappella... Like...
Oh, they do... I think they do traditional songs, but they also... I don't know if they write them or if someone
the
else does it.
The website said co-writer. Like,
are they
he's
all
a co-writer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming they write these, but they're all crazy songs like the Christmas Can Can was
yes,
about...
Yes, that's the current single.
Wearing silly sweaters and shopping and... The Christmas songs you hear over and over and over.
Yes, it
starting
is.
Starting in Halloween.
Yeah.
Making fun of all that.
Yeah. But there's a famous member of the group.
Oh, yes. Dan Ponce.
Phil Ponce, great host of Chicago Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
His two sons are news guys.
News guys. Yeah.
One's on ABC and one's on, like, I think NBC, actually.
I believe so.
So the dude from ABC is, like, the leader of Straight No Chaser.
Okay. You're going to say he's the leader of the children or something like that.
Going back to the cult thing?
Yes.
No. That was a throwback. Is that a radio term?
I know
it's a comedy term.
Beats me.
That's why you're an employee.
I was talking to a microphone.
But what do you think of Straight No Chaser?
I kind of like it.
Really? If your boyfriend was like, I got to join this a cappella group, what would you think?
Go for it.
Are you serious?
Why not? I don't hinder people's dreams.
Okay, do you understand that dream?
Yes.
Are you lying to yourself?
You know what?
You're
they're
holding
be,
back.
Okay, see, one, that a cappella group, as it looks,
uh-huh.
they got famous.
That is true.
They're making money.
They are.
Which means if I let him go do his thing, he'll make money, and he'll give me some of that money.
Okay.
By buying me things. And
jewels.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not a, what do you call it?
A gold digger?
Yes, I'm not. But hey, if he... gets famous and gives me money.
Okay.
I don't
then
mind it.
Answer me this. Do you find Justin Timberlake attractive?
Yes.
How?
What do you mean how?
It's the origin. If you're manufactured, and if you come from a boy group, boy
mm-hmm.
band, whatever, and then you still do this very similar music slowly, and you're really goofy because you run the Disney Channel, how is that attractive?
You know, I didn't used to like him.
What changed? He wore a skinny tie?
He got older.
But he's still dumb.
He kind of grew into his looks a bit.
Kind of, but I don't get it at all.
He's good looking, I'm sorry.
But he... Okay.
He cut his hair.
And that's
he
the thing...
He that stupid bleached...
And that's the same thing with Straight No Chaser, to me. How could you ever want to have sex with somebody that's singing the Christmas Can Can song? How could you ever want to be in a relationship with the guy that was on the Disney Channel?
You know, this may sound crazy, but I think people do enjoy the music without looking at themselves.
Of Straight No Chaser?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm sure.
Not all of the people who listen to Straight No Chaser,
okay,
or just Timberlake, want to have sex with them.
As a woman, would you want to ever have sex with any of the guys from Straight No Chaser? There's like there's 10
guys. Actually,
dudes.
I remember seeing a couple of them. They were good looking.
I mean, inevitably, there's 10 guys. At least two are going to be relatively good looking.
Yeah.
Even though even though they sing that shit?
As long as they're not doing it while I'm sleeping with them. That's fine.
And they're like the other 9 guys bust down. They all fucking... See, that sounds like a Family Guy. An awful, awful Family Guy.
Just don't sing in front of me. I'm fine.
I can't understand that. It blows my mind. I cannot understand that.
It's even better if you're with them, because then you never listen to that stuff, because they won't want to bring it home.
Really?
They're not. It's not like they're like, hey, let's listen to my new CD.
I disagree.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who would do that?
All of them? All 10 of them? Do you think Justin Timberlake is bringing home tracks from the studio being like, listen to this?
Maybe.
I'm going to go with yes.
See, but I like Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I mean, some of his songs are okay.
Come on, Sexy Back.
I don't get why anyone would, like, find him attractive. It's just weird to me. I don't. That's why I'm asking. I have no idea. Here, check out this segue.
I don't know what it is about him.
But I do understand why people find Billy Corgan attractive.
Ugh, really?
Exactly. Here's my point. Billy Corgan is fucking batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's batshit crazy completely on his own batshit crazy terms.
Okay.
And you know where that crazy guy stands at all times, because he's so crazy, with a K. He is obscene, like, his music has gotten to the point it's comical,
mm-hmm.
but he still writes it all himself.
Yes.
He has a giant messiah complex,
mm-hmm.
which is clear from his new website, Everything From Here to There, which we were looking at earlier. He's currently dating Jessica Simpson.
Well, that's allegedly.
He used to date Courtney Love.
Ugh.
That's amazing.
Oh, I also saw him with Tila Tequila.
Exactly. That's my point. I think he is the greatest musician we have right now from the Alterna era, because he was the only one that said, fuck it, I'm going all out. He's going fucking balls to the wall crazy.
Do you think he made an actual decision one day?
I kind of do.
Like, I think I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
That's my next move.
I think he did. He's like, fuck, I'm going to reunite the band by taking out a full page ad in the Tribune. I'm going to spend all this money just to, like, so everyone in the world knows I've fucking lost it, and there's no going back from here.
Did he put
and
out
I'm
a press
God.
Release?
Yeah, do you remember that?
No.
He bought
the press release that says that he's crazy?
He kind of did.
I announced today I'm crazy.
Yeah.
With a K.
Yeah. He signed it with All Love, and it was to promote his current solo album. Remember that? We saw him at the Vic.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
See?
I did. That was awful.
See? I know.
Goof.
Crazy as balls. I love that man now. The older I get, the more I respect crazy. Just straight up crazy.
I do enjoy a little crazy every once in a while.
Would you date Billy Corgan?
No, he's not good looking.
No, that's even better. He's not good looking.
No, I'm sorry.
Really?
He's got that head. It's
exactly.
Just so large.
Like God would.
Ugh.
Just giant ball beacon of
so
crazy
bright.
Light.
I saw him once when I was at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They came in to promote something. And he was just so white. It was blinding.
Yeah, it's great,
it's
huh?
Right. And he was wearing black, so it was even more blinding.
Yeah, like God would. And now he's fucking Jessica Simpson.
And do you realize the people who he's... We said Jessica Simpson, Tila Tequila.
Courtney Love. Yeah.
Which they're all crazy in their own right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
need someone much more crazier than them.
I know.
But do you see the people that he's dating? They're not...
Yeah, but who do you think's in the driver's seat for all those relationships?
He is.
Exactly. He's picking out my crazy. He's like, you, and you, we're doing this. There's a reason why he's not like, it's Tommy Lee and Billy Corgan. No. It's always someone slightly lower in terms of crazy.
Okay.
And not even, like, Tommy Lee's actually way more sane than Billy Corgan, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, actually.
There's very few people that, like, Amy Winehouse. He can't date Amy Winehouse yet.
They would fight.
Well, more importantly, she's too crazy for him.
She is. She's crazy drug addict.
He has to trump her crazy.
Yes.
In order to make this work.
I see what you mean, though.
Exactly.
See, but I'm not crazy, so I don't really find him attractive.
And that makes sense to me.
I'm too strong. If I'm crazy at all, I'm too strong of a crazy.
What kind of crazy would you be?
Overbearing?
So, like, what's celebrity crazy?
Well, that's a tough question.
Isn't that a tough question?
Celebrity crazy. I always look down on all of them, so.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm going to go with the... I think Corgan, is in a weird way, is going to be like the Hemingway of crazy. Because it's consistent for a long time, and then one day he just kills himself.
I see. Perfect. Don't people find Hemingway endearing, though?
I love Hemingway.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's great.
It's like socially acceptable crazy.
Yes, exactly. Same with Orson Welles or something like that. Corgan, I think, in a weird way, is on the same level.
So, well, you know what it is they all... People don't really consider that crazy. They consider it genius.
Yeah, but he's really dumb, and his art isn't that good. Exactly. I love him. I love him so much, and I really want him to get Jessica Simpson pregnant. And then
their little blonde, white, balding babies.
So fucking awesome. And I want it to be a boy, and I want it to have giant tits. And then
wait, the boy would?
Yeah, because he's crazy Billy Corgan, Jessica Simpson offspring. Baby. That's awesome. And then I want Billy Corgan for like 10 years to renounce sexuality and be like this weird monk. And then after that, just say fuck it and go like a Neil Young route where he does like a tour with like a biodiesel bus and just plays like Gish era songs on like a ukulele.
You should really write to Billy Corgan and give him this plan.
It's not crazy enough. He wouldn't fuck me.
Well, no, you should give him this plan, and I'm sure he'd fix it up a little.
No, he can't fix it up. That's the thing. Once you put it in his hands, it'll instantly become shit.
Oh.
It's this weird thing where, like, it's so bad, and it's so good, and I want this to succeed. Like, I want you to do all the drugs and make me happy. Because it's this level of celebrity that, I'm not going to see it on TMZ.
But he was on TMZ.
Was he?
With the Jessica Simpson.
But was it, like, the leading story?
Mid-show.
Really? That's surprising to me.
What they were talking about was that they had seen him in earlier pictures of her coming out of a hotel or something. Yeah. And he was in the background and no one noticed him because he's just Billy Corgan.
Exactly.
No one really cares. It's Jessica Simpson. But then they noticed that he was back there.
Yeah, it's got to be this thing where like 10 years later we look back and he's like in all the photos of all the assassinations. And it's that kind of thing.
He's with the bald head. Oh, God.
He's the beacon of light.
All right.
Are you glad we're doing this? Are you glad I'm just going off on crazy tangents about Billy Corgan? I've been thinking about this guy for way too long.
Billy Corgan?
Yeah, since the Jessica Simpson story. Because Kelsey was like, hey, check this out. That's disgusting. I'm like, yeah, but it's fucking brilliant.
Could you imagine them doing it?
Yes, I can. Ugh. The entire time he's singing Bullet with Butterfly Wings. The entire time.
Wow.
And then he pauses to pray to, like, not God, but, like, mythic, ethic, like, weird Greek shit.
Do you think they only do it on the moons, like the half moons and all that?
Yes.
They did have that on his website.
I really do, and I think that she thinks that he's deep because of that, and it makes me so happy. I don't know why either.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Okay.
So what? What?
Just ended on that.
No.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's the dumbest brilliant man out there right now. And I think in 20 to 30 years, when he inevitably does pull the trigger, we're going to look back and realize that he was actually a disturbed genius.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree?
Well, I'm sure people think what was before they broke up the Pumpkins and all that.
Yeah.
People find that genius, but now
true.
This stuff is a little too
I think
much.
This is his actual brilliant
this
stuff.
This is the good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. The music, whatever.
That was whatever.
Yeah, the music's whatever. I mean, anyone can play music. His songs are okay. His lyrics are god-awful. I mean, if you're 14, they're the best, but if you're 41 and you still like them, you have a problem. Like, I realize how dumb a lot of this stuff is, and I only like it because of, was
nostalgia?
It? Nostalgia, thank you. I couldn't think. Memories. Jesus Christ. But as what he's doing day to day, he's taking it to another level. Literally. On the moon. Go to his website. It's fucking absurd.
That was a good one. On the moon.
He is on the moon. In his own fucking mind. Fucking Jessica Simpson. I need a new adjective. Wow. You need to help me out with that, if you can.
Do you want an angry adjective?
I want a go-to adjective that kind of just emphasizes everything.
Hmm.
So not
I'll have
negative.
To get back to you on
yeah,
that
it's kind of hard.
We could just pull up a thesaurus at some point.
Yeah.
Although I don't think fuck is in the thesaurus.
No. And I mean, the problem is I use it to mean different things.
Well, of course, because it can mean different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, but it really shouldn't. Did you ever see that documentary?
The thing online and it's the little cartoon man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you like it?
It was funny.
I hated it.
I
I'm negative. Negative Nancy.
Wow.
I thought it was really, really poorly done.
Well, wait a minute. I think I'm thinking of
it. It was a
wrong...
90-minute documentary.
Oh, no.
Oh,
then
but
no.
This one also had a cartoon. That's why I thought you were talking about the same
thing.
Oh, okay,
thing. No. Yeah. This is it was maybe 3 minutes.
No.
3-minute little thing, and it showed you how to use fuck in certain situations, and
nope.
You can say fucking and fucked, and it can be a whole sentence.
Yep, that's in the movie, actually.
Oh, so maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it's the trailer.
Maybe.
It makes sense.
I haven't seen that whole documentary. Sorry.
Do you see how I'm sitting in a really bad place?
Well, you're sitting in a not very good chair that's for your back.
I'm like leaning onto a desk.
You're going to get a hump.
I know. This is awful.
Actually, do you ever see people with humps?
Yeah,
it's scary. I always think about, because my mom tells me to sit up straight or I'll get a hump.
We need desk jobs.
Oh, I had one.
Had? No, you didn't. You were a worker.
No, I did. I sat in a desk for a while. I had a cubicle.
Did you? Yeah, I was at your cubicle.
Yeah, I had a desk.
You're going to miss it?
Not really.
That's good. We should talk about future shows and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
We should talk about, like, future shows and stuff like that. Now.
Like, coming up?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What are you... springing these things on me.
I know. Well, we're doing another live podcast. Yes. Merle's going to co-host. It's on January 26th, I think. It's the fourth Monday. Monday in January. Tonight, actually, by the time this goes up tonight, we have Homeroom 101, which is a lecture series. It's actually really neat. Jay Ryan, who does the Burn Machine posters, will be there lecturing about it. So if you're into indie rock posters, this is definitely the show for you. The following week, we have the guys from Laughing Liberally, and they're a kind of political show. It's three or four stand-ups, and I think there's a magician this time, and there's like a comedy act. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun drinking night, and you're just staring at me. It's so awkward.
Well, this is all you.
This is, well, the brain, which you're going to be there, I'm assuming, for a lot of these. So people could say hi to you and buy you drinks.
I have a job.
You have jobs. That's the thing. You're working.
I am, but it's...
It's not work.
It's not, yeah, exactly.
It's like temping in theory.
It's, I didn't coin it, but I was like, oh, it's things I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's just things to do. That's all it is.
December 28th. Have you been to an Everything is Terrible night yet?
No.
I think you'll like this. Everything is Terrible is this really cool group that takes, like, really, really awful instructional videos that are 30 minutes long and turns them into 30 seconds. It's really funny. You're making a face like, this does not work.
Well,
it works.
I don't
want to
say.
No, say it.
No, I just, I don't, because it's
step
part
on
of
it.
Your series.
No, step on
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't like it. I find it really boring.
Have you been to their website?
I've seen a few clips, and I was just like, what?
Don't show up.
I won't.
No, it's fine.
And I hear it's very busy that day.
It is very busy that day.
I don't think you'll need me.
El Scorch, bluegrass punk band, is also playing that night.
I saw a clip.
Did you
from
like them?
The last time they were playing.
Did you like them at least?
I liked it.
There you go.
Was
so
it Corn Liquor?
Yeah.
That was a good song.
That's a sad one, too.
I like it.
They have FUCPD, which is a fun Fuck You Chicago Police Department.
Mm.
It's a good song. And then the week after that is Daniel Knox. And we're working on a string quartet to open.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's very...
I'm going to get all liquored up and say mean things, too.
Oh.
You said that like my mom, like, oh, you have a problem.
It's string quartet.
It's
no,
nice.
I just feel like the string quartet is just probably the nicest bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because they play string.
I'm going to ruin that.
You're just going to tear them apart.
I'm going to assume that they're all a bunch of cokeheads and they're huffing paint outside before they come in.
But they're a string quartet.
How do you think they could play that? Because they're so high.
Natural talent?
Nope. Cocaine and huffing paint.
Okay.
That's what string quartets are fueled on.
I see. That's the behind the music
see, you
on
didn't,
string quartets.
You didn't work in classical radio.
No.
That's, yeah. What? You don't know
is this
anything.
The seedy underbelly of classical music.
It's not even an underbelly. That's just what happens. Why do you think there's so many intermissions and stuff? You go for your wine.
We huff paint.
We got to go huff paint. Did you ever try to play a violin and huff paint at the same time?
No.
It's damn near impossible.
Wow.
You need an assistant. And they would knock over the sheet music. So you're not even thinking clearly. It's obvious.
I want to go see some string quartets now.
Well, that's the thing. You're only going to enjoy it if you're in the band.
Okay.
Because they run like bands. They run like the Ramones. There's a guy giving head for drugs. There's knives on everybody. It's just a dirty
what?
Scene.
Knives on everybody.
There's knives. They will pull knives on you for more paint. It is true.
I would love to see something like that. They're just
it sounds like a
brandishing really, knives to the audience.
Some bad mad
trying
TV
to take
skit.
Their money.
Their pocketbooks. Do you carry a pocketbook?
They're feather boas.
Ooh, feather. That's
don't
where
they don't.
They soak those in ether, and then whenever they're bored, they just turn their head.
Oh wow!
So that's how people develop humps.
Hmm.
See, it all comes back around. No, but Esmeralda, we're going to be working on these on this food blog. If it becomes a blog, if it becomes a podcast, we haven't decided yet. And she's going to be doing entertainment stuff, maybe.
Maybe we'll see. I'll look.
It's your... What's wrong?
I just ruined your chair. Oh, there we go.
Oh, the director's chair? No, you can't ruin it. It's supposed to fold and go to locations.
I see.
They're all foldable. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. What the...
Not everyone
knows. I know it's a director's chair.
No, but did you know that they're foldable? Like, yes. You could fold. Okay, then why were you worried about the bottom of it?
Because, I don't know. It moved, and I...
You kicked out the leg part.
Yeah.
Because you're right. So high on cocaine and ether. Let's end this
feather boas.
That's right. Let's end this really odd inaugural episode with a question from the Kickers Book of Questions.
It'll be better later.
But don't promise anything.
I think I'll be better prepared next time because I really didn't think about it. I just showed up.
Come on, man. Really?
What?
Nothing. We did work on this last week, actually.
We did, but it was like a vague outline.
We had a vague outline.
And we didn't fill in the A's and the B's.
We actually did.
Did we?
Yeah, I have it in the note. We have the exact same structure we talked about, except the last part.
Oh, okay.
Which is,
did we fill out the 1, 2s, and 3s of this outline?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We followed it like personal, and then news stories, and then promote, then close. But we also talked about,
so this was very successful.
In a way. We didn't
actually... We followed the outline.
We're not closing it the way we initially thought we were going to close it.
What were we going to do?
We're not going to talk about it because it might make people angry. So we're going to do this instead.
Yes.
And we're going to ask you if it's okay with you. Please, if you have any ideas of how to end the show, and don't just say end it in general because that's mean, but ways to end the show like the way we do the other show. But I just don't want to keep going to this book. I want a new idea.
And I would... It's nice to have suggestions and feedback, and it means people are listening as well.
We can give away lotto numbers. We could do horoscopes. We could do football picks. Mm. We could do recipes. We could do Bible verses.
Bible verses.
I was thinking about doing the Bible verse thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to know a bunch.
Really?
I had to for a Bible school.
You went to Bible school?
Vacation Bible study. It was in someone's house.
What?
I did it in the neighbor's, like...
Did you get diddled?
What?
What? Doesn't that happen at vacation Bible school at the neighbors?
This was, what were they? They weren't Catholic. There was something else.
Somebody got diddled.
I don't know.
Have you seen Capturing the Freedmans?
No.
It's a pretty good documentary.
Should I watch it?
Yeah. You're going to remember someone getting diddled.
Yeah, see? Now it's going to come back. I probably pushed it away.
That's why Bible schools aren't held at the neighbors.
Well, anyway, they made me memorize... I'm blocking that part of my life out. Now, they made us memorize verses for prizes.
That is weird.
Yeah, and I memorized them good.
What were the prizes?
I don't remember them. I remember one was like a felt board with just little pictures of Jesus and hearts. And
why would you want that?
I don't know, because you want something because you want to win. When someone tells you there's a prize and you memorize some verses and you get a prize, you'll do it. You're like 10. You don't know any better.
You were that old?
Probably.
I was thinking like 6,
like
7.
9, 10.
You keep going, that's weird. I don't like that. Pick a number, Merle.
I'm still here.
Well, you're still here, but you're blocking out a lot. You and the guy from Japan.
Great. All right, 30.
30. He's telling people you kiss people, you're in the neighbor's basement. If you woke up tomorrow and by magic were already grown up and had kids of your own, how would you treat them differently from the way your parents treat you?
I wouldn't.
You treat them the exact same?
I think so.
That's a good compliment to your parents.
I always look at children, and I just think what hoodlums they are. Hoodlums.
That's a good word.
I saw some kids yesterday. They were in the park. It was like 9 o'clock, and they're playing in the dark park. It's like my mother would have me in the house by now.
So you'd be relatively strict, but still let your kids go to the neighbor's Bible school?
Yes. They'd get diddled at the neighbor's house.
We should end on that. Thanks, Merle.
Thank you.
You want to plug anything?
No.
All right. People should buy you drinks.
Yes.
Buy Merle a drink. Have a wonderful evening. Oh, yeah, really quick. Tonight, come to the Hungry Brain every Monday night. Go to the website for the other podcast. Tony Beasley and I are going to be doing top 100 films of the decade, and that's the final plug. Buy Merle a drink. Good night.